goodbye, my son. My hopes and dreams travel with you.
He'll be an outcast. I'll kill him.
How? He'll be a god to them.
The problems with Man of Steel.
That's oh God.
That's what this show is about, folks.
Oh no.
Welcome once again, people, to another movie spectacular review. Not even a review. It is a critical construction of A Man of Steel.
That's a good way of putting it too. This is a critical construction because we've said our positive things. We've been nice about it or whatever, but now you know what? There's too much nerd rage on the internet as far as people liking the film, so we got to get our negative out now.
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, sure, man. Do we have five hours to record?
Do we have 5 hours?
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
I got about 40 minutes.
There we go. This is a nice short show, everyone. I'm Chicago John the Bear, along with the host with,
We're gonna jump in to say this will be a spoiler fucking filled show.
Oh God, yeah. We're gonna spoil the hell out of this.
The king of spoilers is here right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say the
fucking king, the phenomenal one of movie spoilers is here as well.
Which, this is gonna be a little different, a little quick, you know, more fun. We're gonna post this on YouTube and we're gonna definitely post it on the podcast, but we all need to get this hatred, this vitriol, this what the fuck out of here.
The fuck moment out of us, you know?
So again, we do have the phenomenal one, moviespoilers.com. He's gracing us with his presence, and we have the lovely and always so wonderful, the Stormbird, Samantha.
I missed you, baby.
I missed you too, baby.
And the leader of this pack of ravenous Superman Kryptonite Fang wolves.
No, I'm not the wolf now. I'm changing my name to Wayne. What the fuck's that tornado smile?
The most anticlimactic death I've ever fucking seen.
It's just the hand. Just like, no, just stay. Fuck off.
That worse was death than Talia al Ghul in Dark Knight Rises.
Now, the best thing, now we gotta talk about this movie. You know, the best place to start from this, on a movie like this is the what? The beginning. So, I don't know. Who wanna have at it first?
I really wanna discuss my thing right here, or whatever. We've already talked about it, but at the same time, I still can't get that out of my head. It's like, he will be God to the humans, or whatever. It's like, how the fuck did you know the sun would do this to him?
Superman, Jesus.
Does he even know what God is? Do they know what God does? Be a god to them. Like,
but he made it sound like he made it sound like he's gonna enslave all these people. He's gonna be ruling over them. He's gonna rule over them with an iron fist or whatever. They had no idea what that the sun would like. If they knew the fucking sun turned you into Superman, then why the fuck they still live on Krypton?
You
then?
You know what? No, this is what the problem is. I think he was planning to send Kal-El to the ghetto. Right? In the Bronx or some shit. To be adopted by some gangbangers or some shit to turn up to be this real fucking evil bastard. And he was gonna, you know, take over all the, and then bring Earth back to Krypton or some shit. That was the plan. It just fucked up. He landed in Smallville.
And that's the thing. Like, they knew the people on the planet were somewhat primitive, according to them. So there is a chance that he wouldn't have ended up in a nice, you know, farm, white, you know, suburban type area. You know, he could have ended up in the ghetto. You know, he could have grew up as a Eminem going around.
Oh my God. Wrong side of the tracks in Detroit.
Yeah. That is a Superman movie I want to see. Eminem as the Man of Steel.
The ghetto Man of Steel, whatever. The bougie Man of Steel.
The Man of Copper.
Except like the gold. Like gold chain at the end.
It wouldn't be the Crips anymore.
With diamonds.
It would be the Kryptonite.
Kryptonite niggas, man. That'd be it.
Oh! Geez.
My niggas! He'd be hanging out in Compton and Detroit, you know. Come over here, you know. Show us how we do it over here in the West
man,
Coast.
Son. Superman, son. You ain't... When you get shot, man, he's gonna be flying off you.
I will say this. Superman has the best black character in movie history ever. Ever. That's
Richard
a bad
Pryor.
Outfit. Woo!
No, that's a bad outfit. Woo!
Where was he in Man of Steel when buildings are falling apart? That's some bad shit, man.
Could you imagine ghetto Superman, right? He realized that he needed to go and go into that ship that was buried in ice for over like billions of years. And then he goes in the ship and he's like, man, I ain't wearing none of this shit. I gotta go with take my own cut.
The costume so nicely fit him as well, too.
Yeah, it was nice. Amazing. I didn't know.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I guess he didn't have to get that tailored or nothing or whatever. You know, that was real nice or whatever. I loved how they just all knew that he was going to become a superhero by the end of this movie.
That's pretty assumptive for them to say. You know.
Even his human father knew that was going to happen, you know, because he saw him running around as a little towel with a fucking towel in the back of his throat. Neck.
Retarded. You know, he's like, man, my son does have that retard strength.
Fucking flashback the movie.
I mean, he's running around with a dog. I didn't see him as a hero. I saw him more as a pedophile or a fucking bloody animal bestiality or some shit playing with a dog all the fucking time.
I said this in one of my reviews or whatever, but I thought the way they shot this, I thought it was a personal peeve of mine why I hated it, but I hated the way they shot at this, all those fucking flashbacks. Those parts felt like that should have been just the movie. That should have been just the movie itself, because they felt like they had some meaning to it, even though all that shit got dropped towards the end of the film. None of it made any sense afterwards.
I agree. Totally agree. It was stupid. It was like flashback to Mr. Moral every time. I'm going to tell you how to live your life and do what I do and listen to what I say, even though I'm a fucking farmer.
And that really worked out too, because at the age of 33, what did he do? He became a homeless man walking the streets. So yeah, great parenting there. Yeah, guys.
Hey, when you see your only father stand in front of a tornado and do jack shit, you realize all his moral fucking.
Okay.
Blank face too, turns around, looks at him, and puts his hand up and shakes his head.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we on like,
the- you know what the thing
fuck
is?
Fuck you.
This guy's father, Superman's father, were both Robin Hood. And they're both fucking useless, you know? They're both, one gets stabbed and one gets fucking taken away in a tornado. What a load of shit.
Oh, he went down like a little bitch. Okay,
can we talk about the fucking tornado scene now? That was a fucking joke. No kid would let their fucking parents just stand there and just get swarmed away by a tornado for saving a fucking dog, okay?
Exactly. Like the moment my dad put his hand up, no, fuck you. Give him the finger and go get him.
Exactly, whatever. And besides, Superman moves so fucking fast, I don't even think anybody would know it was Clark that did that shit.
Yeah, but it's and anyway, they're all country, so you know, half of them on meth anyway, so nobody would believe him.
Yeah, and why the fuck did he just stand there? He didn't try to run, do nothing. He just stood there. Oh, fuck his sprained ankle. He still should have been moving or whatever. He just stood there and was like, I'm fucked up. You goddamn right you fucked up. You went back for a dog when you knew the damn tornado was right behind the fucking car or whatever, and you went back for the fucking dog. You crazy.
But the thing is, right, even if he got sucked up in the tornado, why didn't he fucking try to save him then? He could have fucking...
Then that would have really been inaccurate, because when you get sucked up into a tornado, you're pretty much dead. You know, you gotta
have... But it's Superman, John. Well, what the fuck? He could have punched the tornado. That would have made more fucking sense.
Yeah. He could have sucked it up with his super breath.
I'm sorry, that whole thing of don't reveal your powers now. Well, when should I reveal it? Age 33. That's the perfect time. 33, that's the perfect age, whatever. Oh, okay. Don't do it at 21. That's the bad age now. They're gonna come and cut you open, the government, whatever. What they gonna cut me open with? I don't know, but just don't use your powers now. But father, what if I just save people and people accept me or whatever? They don't like being saving. This is the country.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they should have Will Smith come out and say, welcome to Earth, and punch fucking Clark in the face. Make him more believable.
Oh no, he's got his own problems with After Earth right now, so yeah.
No, but what other problems, we just talked about the flashback and, Jonathan Kent dying by a tornado.
We're going to General Zod. The General Zod's plan to save his people at the start is by shooting them all.
Michael Shannon.
And the whole thing of, you know, okay, Lex Luthor, in the original, all he wants is land. He wants land. Superman Returns. Oh, it's all that land again. Well, same in this fucking movie. All he wants to do is turn bloody Earth into Krypton. He's after land. It's all that fucking
And I love, And I love how nobody believed, Jor-El that, oh, our planet's being destroyed. It's like, motherfucker, just look out the window. You got flames and shit shooting out of the damn ground, whatever. It's like, something's wrong with the planet. You don't try to evacuate your people? No, nah, Zod's planet is murdering the people.
I think they deserve to die. If every single version of Superman, the council of fucking Krypton are fucking idiots going, oh, there's nothing wrong with our planet. What's a bit of fire and volcano going off? They deserve to die. If that's the way their people are, they deserve death.
I don't understand why Zod was planning on killing them. I mean, the only thing I remember hearing is like, their ways are slow and everything. I was like, so what are you doing to save people? Cause it looked like you just gonna die with the planet along with it. I don't get that.
Yeah, the weakest, coup that I have ever seen. Like, he walks in, shoots a few people, and then gives up. And then, you know?
Massive overtake, and he's defeated in about 1 second. Like, where were the Kryptonian army just waiting or what?
Okay. In this Krypton, all of them are like born to be what they are. Like he was born to be a general. He was born to be a leader of the army. And he got his ass handed to him by a fucking scientist.
Thank you.
That is some bullshit.
Jor-El is the only person who can whoop ass in this whole universe. He can actually be a scientist.
But Samantha, Wayne, CJ, you don't understand. Since he was trained that way, he was able to hone in his powers when he got to Earth.
Of course.
like that had nothing to do with his anatomy or nothing like that. He was just trained to hone those powers, you know?
Trying to get
powers he knew nothing about, but he was trained.
I like to have all the years, all that changed about him was he got a goatee. For no apparent reason.
So can we move to the what's the next? Oh, here's my next complaint. I'll go ahead and say this right now. Lois Lane.
Yeah.
So what the movie for?
Oh, you mean the plot? You mean exposition, right?
Yeah. That plot got thrown out the window an hour after the film.
I think we can all agree, though. I think the acting, like with Amy Adams, she was fine as Lois Lane. But
she was awesome as Lois Lane. But did she have anything to do in the film? No.
Oh, except to show us she has a Nokia camera, a Nokia phone, a Nokia laptop, a Nokia fucking underpants, a Nokia fucking shoes.
Nothing that her and Clark did was organic at all. It just felt like the director said, people know who these characters are. All they gotta do is kiss them. They'll be like, oh, they're a romance star or whatever.
They look like two children on a field trip that were forced to be together.
Gotcha. I find it funny that Clark had no interest in her whatsoever, and yet the way they were kissing, I was like, wow, they made it seem like Clark was after that for years or something.
You know what? She's bangable. She's attractive.
She is bangable, but at the same time, after you destroy the city, you catch her, and you start making out in front of the villain. I got to question your thoughts there. It's just like, wow, I mean, Zod is still right in front of you.
They should have banged on his dead body. It would have been awesome.
Oh my god.
They pretty much did. I mean, they pretty much said, hey, fuck this city. Give me a kiss, baby. Come here.
And they should have told that family or General Zod was firing the laser beams. Like, yo, go get us a mattress and go get us some fucking protection and shit. Yeah, we want to have some
fun. And the best part, and film and the best part of the scene when they were kissing, the best part of that scene when they were kissing, who do we see in the background? Nothing but the Daily Planet people.
Because the rest of the city's dead.
Yeah, everybody else is dead, but those three main characters, they survived because they got to be back for the sequel, you know?
You know what? You know how they should have ended that whole scene with the destruction of the Metropolis and shit? It should have ended with a scene where you say, you know, where we're building, you know, thank you to this great senator or governor or something who's going to put in billions of dollars to build Metropolis, and you cut to Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And he should have been the savior of Metropolis to rebuild it, which is why people love him. But in fact, he's this evil bastard. Now that's how you fucking write, Nolan, motherfucker.
Yeah, cause you have to question Superman, whatever. I mean, you can't throw a fucking camera down and talk about, don't follow me, General. You can trust me. It's like, motherfucker, you just leveled a whole city and brought an alien invasion to my planet. How the hell can I trust you?
And don't you think that would have been a more powerful scene if you had Lex at the end come in saying he's helping to build Metropolis after the destruction of this alien creature called Superman? Do we know if we can trust him or not? And he should have had this massive speech about it so people would side with him and not sure if Superman is good or not, you know?
That scene could have been 2 minutes long, too. They did that shit in the Avengers or whatever. Yeah. On the news channels, they were just like, are the Avengers friends? Are they foes? Who are these people? They're just going to leave us now or whatever? What if they come back or whatever? I mean, that shit lasted 30 seconds, and they could have did that in this movie easily, and that problem would have been wiped out of the air clear.
If you had that with Lex doing it? It would have set up a sequel, and it would have set up straight away that fact he was saving Metropolis by helping rebuild it and, you know, being this big savior that Superman destroyed. So people would actually like Lex for being this big savior and not trusting Superman because he was fucking destroying half the city.
Well, my thing is, like, with the whole probe thing, he showed how violent he can be. You know, he just pretty much picked up a probe and slammed it down in the front of a moving vehicle. He didn't know if the people had good reflexes or not. You know, I mean, he could have easily caught the plane and landed it himself. And like, look, I can do this all day. You know, and that still would have meant something. But he was like, bam, follow me now, bitch.
He looks right at the general. He looks right at the general and say, you can trust me. I'm like, motherfucker, no, I can't. He just tried to kill me.
On fire.
You brought an alien invasion to my planet. You leveled a whole city. You killed millions of people or whatever. And Wayne, I'm sorry, I gotta disagree with you on one thing, man. Ooh. You talk about Lex coming in to fix the city. He did fix the city. Didn't you see the Daily Planet?
Oh yeah, that was it. Of course.
Yeah, it was still stable. I don't know if you noticed, but when Lawrence Fishburne and them got out of that building was tilting.
You raise a good point. At the end, like, okay, we're welcome aboard. Clark Kent, he's our new reporter. What are we going to report? Well, nothing, because there's nothing around us. It's all destroyed.
Oh, my fucking God. Clark Kent went from volunteer fisherman to a fucking journalist in a day.
Yes, people, that's another thing. You need a lot. If you want to become a journalist, you don't need no education, no background training. You just rock up to the nearest newspaper and say you want to be a journalist. You'll get in. But put your glasses on first.
That makes sense. And then they wonder why they don't put niggas in charge. That's exactly why, because you hire the most bummest looking motherfucker up in there. I'm sorry, when I saw him put that suit and tie on or whatever and stepped under the table, I was just like, wow, that didn't make any damn sense. That was the worst transition change I've ever seen.
Come on, guys, let's be fair. We're in the future now, so new papers are dying out, so they'll take anybody as they can.
Oh, cool. Even though there's thousands of pictures of Superman, you know, they're not going to take a guy who looks exactly like him.
Are we really in the future? Because Smallville still looked like fucking Hicktown.
Hey, have you been I lived in Kentucky for like 8 years. It still looks like that.
They still got iPads in that bitch.
They didn't show Awful House. But they didn't show that. They could have showed Awful House, but they ended up showing IHOP, so that was close enough.
Oh my God, all the fucking marketing things that was in there. There was so much.
IHOP.
What was the other one? There was another fucking one in here. I forgot what it was now.
Nikon.
That was another one. Yeah. Why do I want to say a soda drink? I think I remember seeing that or something.
It was the Lex Tap.
Yeah, Lex Tap.
The Lex Corp truck. That I liked. I mean, naturally, it's promo piece, but Lex Corp is, you know, I didn't mind that shit being in there.
Even with with Lex coming in and helping us, they could have did if they really wanted to set this Justice League up, they could have had Bruce Wayne come in and do that shit. They introduced this fucking satellite in there. Why not? Hey, Superman, you destroyed my satellite, dude. What's up with this?
That's what I would have liked.
Yeah.
Keep taking Martha Kent's farm from her because he has to repay for his fucking satellite.
He's like, that shit's not cheap on a reporter's salary or whatever. But now. Let's get into the heart of the main problem here, and that's that final hour and 20 fucking minutes probably. That's when the so-called action... Oh, I actually did enjoy somewhat of the whole film. I mean, the first hour of the film, whatever. I mean, granted, with some little problem there, but I was like, this looks good here. And that script just completely got thrown out and said, you know what? This is boring to people. We need to put some action here. Did you see Fast 6? Because we need some action now. That CG in that fight, those fight scenes look like shit. I saw better CG in Green Lantern than I did in this.
Oh, fuck.
As you said, you said it perfectly right. The only way you could see what was going on was by seeing a little red cape flying around. Otherwise,
I know.
What the fuck?
I told you that 2 days ago. I know why they stuck that red cape on him. It's not because he's Superman. It's because that's the only fucking thing you can tell the difference between him and Zod when they're fighting.
No, you're right, though. That's 100% true. That's the only reason it was done. Yeah.
Fucking Transformers meet Dragon Ball Z.
Which is true, because as I said to you before, if they're punching the shit out of each other and they can kill each other, how come they're not getting bruised or bloodied up?
Yeah. If they're the only people who can match each other, then why aren't they damaging each other?
Why are they dressed like space jockeys or fucking engineers or fucking Prometheus?
You know? Back on the injuring though, did they even seem exhausted after all that fighting?
No, at all.
No.
I was like, well, once again, I hate to compare it to the Avengers, but you know, there was a scene where Black Widow and Captain America, they was like, man, we don't close that portal. this is a waste of our fucking time and whatever. And like these two, they were just beating the shit out of each other. They were just like, I could keep this up all day, man. Come on, let's go. I was like, man, there's no, even when fucking Superman was fighting Dr. Octopus in here, aka some tentacles that came out of nowhere.
Look at that scene. That fucking tentacle shit. Where the fuck did that come from?
Even in that scene, to the point where Superman was getting his ass beat, I was just like, where is the scene at where he's just gonna bounce back? Cause I don't know, they amp the music up in here or whatever a little bit, and it's just like, oh, it's all heroic and everything. Oh,
you know, I could fix that scene right up now. You know what should happen when he's getting, the tentacles are holding him down and that fucking machine's fucking grabbing
Green Lantern
should
have showed up?
No. The tornado with Jonathan Kent should have come along and realize he's actually a superhero now. He's like mixed in with the tornado. And he's like,
oh, tornado. He's a tornado. Yeah, he's a tornado.
The human tornado.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie with Dolomite, the human,
yeah, exactly.
Human tornado.
Tornado. Jonathan Kent.
Where's the tornado at? Where's the tornado? Breathing down your neck, sucker. No, he should have had like, you know, like in cartoons how they have that little square box come up to the near of them or whatever. He should have had that with that tornado and got Jonathan Kent spinning around and going, use the power, son.
See,
the people.
Spin-off movie. The tornado and the dog. Like, it's just Jonathan Kent as a tornado with his little pet dog that he saved. Running around saving
people. That tornado scene, they could have did so much with that for the simple fact that they could have had, I forgot the bitch's name in the movie, but, Jonathan Kent's wife, they could have had him I know Wayne, you don't like the Spider-Man movies, but they could have had that scene like when Aunt May was like looking at Peter like, you're a fucking monster or whatever. They could have had a scene like, you didn't save your father, my husband or whatever. It's like, they could have added so much drama to that or whatever. It's just like, you just watch them and you could be like, well, dad told me not to use my power, but it's like,
how could fuck with? Well, just in the original Superman, what was great about Jonathan Kent's death was the fact it was a heart attack and he could not save him. No matter what he could, no matter how powerful he was, how fast he was, he could not save his ass, no matter what.
Well, if he would have walked his dad around, then he probably would have saved him that way.
Yeah, it's all that bacon and shit he's eating on that farm.
He should have gave some Cheerios like in that commercial. Should have put some Cheerios around his heart or whatever, you know. Honestly, did fucking Superman even have any dialogue in his goddamn movie, first of all?
No, he did a bit.
Every time I remember was him just looking in the sky with like he had to take a shit and just was like, just look. I was waiting for him to put his hands back on his hips and just go like, hope.
And that's the one problem that I have with this movie too. In the previous movies and previous Superman lores, there is that battle with Superman that he has. Is he Clark Kent or is he Superman or is he both? And this one, he said, fuck you, Clark. I'm like, I'm Superman, and I'm acting as Clark Kent.
I thought they just finally realized his identity is a fucking joke. And then when I saw it at the end, I was just like, wow, everybody got a close look up at this motherfucker in that costume, and they can't, motherfucker, you just hired him. You can't tell that that's... Take those fucking glasses off. I wonder if he takes them off to clean them. They'd just be like, wait a minute.
But even at the end, like, his hair still looked the same. You know, at least in the others, Clark would somehow style his hair different or some shit. And this didn't even bother. He just came in looking exactly. He might as well just come in the fucking Superman suit with Clark.
He had the suit under that shit or whatever. But did anybody buy that transition, though, after destroying a whole goddamn city? He just moved up into the field journalist work.
Of course. So believable.
Oh, you bought it, Wayne? Oh,
it's
it
believable as them destroying an entire building, the entire city, and that building still standing.
I don't think anything.
How many millions of people did he kill?
Not enough.
He killed millions. Millions are dead!
It should have ended with everyone being dead except him, realizing, oh fuck, well.
Samantha, he doesn't care though. He doesn't care though, Samantha. What he wants you to do is trust him.
Oh. No, he literally looked at the general in that two-way glass and he's like, my way or the highway, bitch. Sit down.
That's why I thought it was funny, because after he destroyed a whole city, him and Lois stop right in front of General Zod and says, give me a kiss, baby. I'm like, wow. That.
I still say that tornado should have come ripping through. It would have made it so much entertaining.
Clark, don't kiss her now. He's still
Roll assassin. Rolls assassin like Mufasa in the fucking Lion King.
That death was more believable than this. I think I cried more in Pinocchio than I did in this shit, honestly. I was like, man, that little boy always have a constant hard on with his nose.
That's why he always lies. What do you expect?
I'm sorry. I just find it hard to believe people that walked out here saying, oh, this, the best movie I've ever seen. It's the Dark Knight and the Avengers combined into one. It's, oh my God, it's so emotional. It had me teary eyed. I'm just like, what fucking movie did y'all see, honestly? Cause honestly, when the action began, I felt like they said, hey, we don't have a story to wrap this up. So we're just going to put a bunch of blowing up shit or whatever in that way to distract you. So that way you won't even know that there was a story in the first place.
I felt like I just walked into a Transformers film. Like I say, where did Superman go? When did Transformers start? Yeah.
I told you, man, it was Transformers with that Codex shit or whatever.
Codex shit. that was
stuff. So that plot was shit as well. That was just shit.
This had Transformers written all over it. It was basically, there was an object from the past that could have benefited for their people, just like a that the humans didn't know about or whatever, that the humans had to grab whatever to save their planet.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do have to go, people. So, do we want to wrap this up and just give our final thoughts on this film?
Yeah. Fuck this movie. I think I gave this like a matinee reading, whatever. But you know what? I think I need to get on my show and drop my rating like 2 drops or whatever. I'm talking about this because, wow. And the reason why it's dropping too is because people just walking out of it saying it's the greatest thing ever. I was like, God, y'all just ignoring the problems that's in this motherfucker, isn't it?
The more I talk about it, the more I realize how much I just hate the film. I do hate the film. I don't even like it. I mean, it's just, it's the potential of what it could have been, which is why it's so disappointing. And everyone says, oh, you had high expectations. No, because it came out in America first. So I've had 2 weeks to think, okay, people aren't raving about it, so therefore my expectations dropped. And to still walk out thinking, this is shit. So, it's such a disappointment. It really is. It's one of the biggest disappointments I've seen in a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? I gotta say, since I'm a big comic book guy or whatever, I gotta say it's probably my biggest disappointment of the year, too.
Yeah, I would agree. Sammy?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible, 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 terrible. The only redeeming thing that I can think of is when, like, those flashbacks, like, when he was an actual child, those were the only redeeming scenes that were throughout the entire movie. The rest of the time, I was making fun of it.
Yeah,
they should have made those flashbacks the fucking movie. I mean, I know people are probably tired of seeing the movie like going like when he's a child until he grows up to be this whatever. But those flashbacks probably had the most emotional content to it, and they should have just made that the fucking movie instead of showing him walking at 33 and then going back to when he was 12 in a flashback.
Yeah, that would have been great. I got emotionally invested when he like saved the bus full of kids. Like that was amazing.
Hmm. And how
the but when he breaks Zod's neck, I laughed my butt off.
He should have waited till he's 33.
Yeah, because you needed to wait because he was a loser for 10 years, whatever. And then when he got 33, he was a bum. And then he realized that I should use my powers for people, even though my dad told me not to. He told me to wait for the right time. This seems like the right time. Yeah. This seems like the right time to use my powers.
CJ, you still there?
Like I said, they should have took some of that flashback, save money, splicing in with Smallville, and probably would have made a lot better. I didn't really, I enjoyed the Man of Steel, so next time I hope it's much better when it happens.
Yes, I agree. Well, people,
so you heard it from us, folks.
Yep.
You heard it from us. Thank you guys for listening to our construction of this Superman. Make sure you follow the movie spoiler at themoviespoiler.com, the phenomenal one. And make sure you come back and listen to us here on The Dragon and the Wolf. Rate, and subscribe.
Yes. There will be a video review of me and the squirrel. We'll do another side review, really breaking this down in good, funny comedy action.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I'm going to review. I'm actually going to interview the fucking tornado, I think. Might as well just do that.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Why'd you fuck this movie up?
I think, actually, when that tornado got introduced, that's when the movie became a comedy.
It did.
That was his ride. He was like, fuck this movie, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, I collected my check, bitch. Ain't enough for me and Russell Crowe in the same movie. Bye-bye!
Alright, people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. And hopefully we can do more of these. This was good. It was fun.
This was pretty fun or whatever.
It was alright, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Next time. Next time, let's pick a good movie.
He'd reject me. He was convinced that the world wasn't ready. What do you think?
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S. How about...
Excuse me.